Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, www.forgottenword.org. I want to talk a little bit today, share with you what the Bible, I think, has to say about, you know, homosexuality. We all know that in the United States, in particular, I guess I would say right now, homosexuality is becoming almost to the point where it's at the norm. It's normal, and that's a very scary and very dangerous place for our country and ourselves to be in, I believe. This is what I believe about it. I think that we've allowed so many things to happen in this country to be legal that were never meant to be. Abortion is one of them. Gay rights is the other, because of what it promotes. These things all promote anti-biblical principles that I feel are bad for our country, bad for us as a people, bad for us individually. I even saw a little blip on a news report that the blood banks are considering taking the ban off of homosexuals giving blood. Not worried about the AIDS so much anymore because there's such a shortage of blood. Well, if you have a shortage of blood and they've been banning homosexuals because of the AIDS factor, I guess because homosexuality is becoming so rampant and okay legally, I guess that makes them all of a sudden everything okay. I don't get it. You know, if there's any infection of and possibility of AIDS in any of the homosexual's blood, I certainly don't think we should be using it. But that's not what they're saying. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to come across as hating homosexuals, because I do not. I hate the sin of homosexuality. There's some mighty fine people, nice people, and they're good people who are homosexuals. Unfortunately, they're not God-fearing Christians. Some claim to be Christians. I don't believe that that's possible. But they claim to be saved. They claim to believe in Jesus and on Jesus and for Jesus, just like any other Christian would. But for some reason, they don't live it. Well, you know, that goes back to thinking, in my opinion, which is wrong, that you can ask Jesus to be your Savior and then go do anything you want to do. I do not adhere to that policy. That doctrine is wrong, in my opinion. I don't think the Bible adheres for it, and I don't see any proof or justification for it in the Bible. And just because we want it to be something doesn't mean it's supposed to be that way. We have to do what the Bible says, and I believe the Bible says that homosexuality is wrong. It's an abomination unto the Lord, and therefore it's wrong. But, you know, no matter how I feel about what's going on in the country, I have to address my thoughts on what God says for everything. You know, God loves a homosexual. He really does. He doesn't like what they're doing. He abhors their sin, their lifestyle. It's an abomination to him. We got to understand that. You know, our society here in America is where what I'm talking about, being from here in the United States. Our society has embraced a lot of weird, perverted, silly sexual practices that, you know, in the Bible were considered abominations to God. We've adhered to a lot of them. We've embraced them like they're normal. Nothing normal about it from a biblical perspective. Certainly from a human, worldly perspective, they're normal as can be. Absolutely. But, you know, it's just not normal according to the Bible. The Bible says, and homosexuality, by the way, is right in with the list of other things, some of them being pornography, pedophilia, prostitution, bestiality, you know, all these kind of things, sexual practices are, you know, I believe are wrong. there's some really crazy things out there in today's world that certainly weren't in the Bible times. Like, there's now this computer virtual reality sex. There's phone sex now, you know, that's been going on for years. I mean, just tons of garbage out there. And that's just to name a few of the things that's happening, folks. There's a lot of things going on there. But, you know this. This is important. The wicked won't inherit the kingdom of God. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Let me look here. In the NIV, okay, here we go. The NIV says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Now that's out of the NIV, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. I don't know how much plainer he wanted us to see it. It's as plain as the nose on our faces that these things are wrong. But we as a country are saying, well, we can't offend anybody, so we're going to make it right because we just can't offend people. You know, now, I don't know what else I can say. Well, there's lots of things I guess I can say, so let's just say them. It's just that simple. Men with men is wrong. Women with women is wrong. Leviticus, back in the Old Testament, by 18th chapter, I don't remember the verse here, 1822 King James Version, though different than the NIV, but the King James Version says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination." See? It's an abomination. You know, I guess my frustration, I'm sure, shows through in my voice. And a lot of that's from not being a good speaker. I'm not the best speaker in the world. I just try to talk to you and work it out. But homosexuality, according to the Bible, is wrong. Now, we have to understand that there's a lot of people who don't want to live by biblical standards. Of course, they don't believe in the Bible. They don't think the Bible is for today. And so they make up their own rules and they live for what they want to live for, which is pleasure. And there is personal enjoyment and their personal gain. And that's all they care about. They don't care about anybody else. They don't worry about who's going to heaven and hell. It's not a concern for them. But it's a concern for me. I pray it's a concern for you, those who are listening. Though for anybody out there that's listening that's not saved, I hope this hits you hard. I really do. I hope it slaps you right between the eyes. If you're a homosexual out there and you're listening to this, I hope it smacks you right between the eyes and wakes you up. I love you, but what you're doing is wrong. So I hope what I got to say slaps you upside the head and wakes you up, so you can go talk to some God-fearing, Bible-preaching people and get to understand that Jesus has a way of life for you that's different than what you're living, that's wrong what you're living, that His way is the right way. He will save you from your sin, even if you don't think so. Please don't ever think that I've sinned so much that God will not forgive me. Hogwarts. Whoever, if anybody ever told you that, they lied to you. If the devil put that thought in your mind, believe me, he lied to you. Your sin is forgivable, just like my sins were forgiven. Jesus will forgive you of your sin of homosexuality. Maybe you've done some shameful things, but it doesn't matter. Jesus will forgive you. Understand this. You can be forgiven, and you will be forgiven if you call upon Jesus to be your Lord and Savior and repent of your sin. And follow Him. He will forgive you of your sin and make a path for you that will take you straight to heaven to be with Him forever. That's the goal of your man from what Jesus told us. That's what He wants all of us to do. Not everybody is going to do it, but we sure pray that all that can hear these words will adhere to them and understand there is a way out of your homosexual lifestyle. I believe that with all my heart, not just because I believe it, but others believe it, but mainly because the Lord said so. God said so, and I believe everything God says. You know, Sodom and, the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord. The Lord, you know, back in those days, sinners were killed. You realize that? It was a different world back then. People were killed when they were caught in their sin, in their sins. You know, and in this example with Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, the Lord sent angels to warn Lot, who lived in one of the cities there, that it was about to be destroyed. The men of the city actually wanted to rape the angels. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly, see? And that's what happened. And these people were sickos, and God killed them. He destroyed them. See, the penalty for this sin was severe. As Leviticus says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And what you need to understand right now, people listening out there, in a nutshell, homosexuality is wrong, not only according to the Bible, but according to moral conduct. You people who are living this way, you know deep back in the back trenches of your mind, there's something telling you this just ain't quite right, but you're afraid to confront it. Don't be afraid. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. That's what He is there for. Please understand this. Please understand that there is a way for you to be delivered. There is a way for you to be delivered. I'm not going to tell you to pray a certain type of prayer. I'm not going to tell you to repeat after me. What I'm going to tell you is this simple and easy way to get your life straight. And that's to first and foremost, listen to me, first and foremost, you need to realize that you are a sinner, that all men are sinners, and that you are living wrong. You are living a life of sin. And you need to change from that. You want to change from that. And if you have that, and you can admit you're sinning, and you know in your heart you want to change, then what you need to do is you need to be willing to make that change. And the way to make the change is to ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Tell Jesus, and not these words, but you tell Him in some way that suits you. You tell Him, Jesus, I repent, I know I'm living a sin, I know I'm wrong, and I need to change from it, and I want to change from it, but I need your help. Please be my Lord, so you can be my Lord, and please be my Savior to help me to get away from all of this sin, to change my life to the life that you would have me to live, to where I will become a righteous person, a good person for you. And live for you, and you'll give me the reward of being in heaven eternally with you. Lord, that's what I want. I want to live, and I want to feel right. I want to know that I'm pleasing you, pleasing God, because I'm doing the right things now and living for you. You talk to Jesus like that. In some way, shape, or form, you get that message across to Jesus. If you're sincere, if you're real and really true about it, you talk to Jesus. Don't let anybody say, repeat after me. You talk to Jesus. You tell Him what's on your mind. Be willing to admit you're a sinner. Be willing to change your lifestyle. Listen, come visit us on the web. Send us the questions and emails. God bless each one of you. We got to go. We'll talk more. Amen and bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.